Intervju Radija Študent.
Ja, drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, pozdravljeni v terminu Eriš intervjuja, kjer danes gostimo ameriško izvajalko Amy Argouri, članico skupine Death Ark, ki danes večer igra v Menzi pri koritu na Metelkovi. Mimo grede, Amy Argouri je v Menzi pri koritu prvič igrala konec leta 2010, to je bil njen samostojen koncert, zdaj pa prihaja nazaj s svojim bendom, torej že omenjenimi Death Ark. No, pred samim nocojšnjim koncertom, na katerem bo kot predskupina nastopil nemški duo Sisters, pa bo Amy Argouri v etru Radija Študent odigrala krajši akustični set, nekaj pesmi, tam okoli rečemo tri pesmi. Vmes pa bomo z njo upravili tudi krajši intervju. Tako, zdaj pa presedlajmo na angleški jezik. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. We'll start this interview with a song, with your song, so mm-hmm. The ether is yours.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that was the first song, so hello again. The last time you were here in Ljubljana, you performed an acoustic solo show. Now you're coming back with a band mm-hmm. that rocks much harder. It's yeah. not just you and guitar, it's right. you, bass player.
No bass. No bass. Two electric guitars.
I mean, yeah, two electric and guitars a and a drummer.
Yep.
So do you prefer being on your own or do you prefer having the band with you?
I like both, actually. I think that having both makes it so that I'm never sick of one or the other. So it works out really well, I think.
what about stage fright? It's the correct term, right? Stage fright.
Yeah. I don't get it.
You don't get it when you're on your own?
No.
Is it not easier or?
I think that, you know, I always assume the worst, so I'm used to that. and then if the show works out, then it's totally fine. I don't get nervous. I think I've just been doing it for a long time, and I think that part of what's exciting about music is that every show is going to be different, and it's like, instead of being nervous, I'm just excited to kind of see how things are going to turn out.
So. Okay, speaking of the songwriting, what does the songwriting process usually look like for you when you make songs?
It's different, I guess, with the acoustic stuff, because the band is kind of half acoustic and just me by myself, and then the other half of the time we tour with a band playing like more punk music. It seems to all kind of happen at once. As far as the solo things, I just kind of sit in my house and make you know, mess around on guitar and have words, and they all kind of seem to come at the same time. With the loud stuff, you know, we've had like 9 different drummers play with us, so
yeah, I heard it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of, every couple years we accidentally write some new songs, and usually the lyrics come last for the, you know, the loud stuff is a lot more about the guitar playing and with the drums and like making the music.
And then on top of that you put your lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics usually come later. I mean, okay. I think when you're playing music, a lot of times you can feel what a song is maybe about, you know, depending on how it makes you feel to play it, but actually picking the words to say takes longer.
So you never like write a song on an acoustic guitar and then bring into a practice place?
I have done that, yeah. But that's only happened, there's some songs from this new record that are quieter, and it's been interesting trying to figure out how to play those with a band.
You mean for a record, Don't Rock the Boat,
yeah.
Sing the Fucker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the album you recorded last year.
Yep.
So can we expect something new in the near future from you?
That record took 5 years to make.
6 years, yeah.
Because there's not really, I mean, it was like mostly me kind of going into a studio for a while and then trying to get people together to write songs and then record in the studio. I think that the band that we have right now with Noah Howard playing guitar and Joshua Nee on drums is hopefully going to stay a band. I think everybody has the time to put into it, even though we all live like 20 hours away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, I mean, I think we're all interested in making a record, and it's been the first time since in 10 years that there's like a band that wants to actively write a record together. So
finally.
So hopefully it won't take another 7 years this time,
okay.
You know.
So do you have any new songs you're gonna play tonight?
There's one new loud song with the band, and then sometimes during shows, depending on the space, I'll play a couple of like acoustic ones.
Can you maybe play one now or?
Yep.
Yeah?
Those are both new. Yeah, I'll play another one.
Hope I'm not asking too much.
Oh gosh, no way.
So what's the song title?
Well, these are both real new, so I don't have titles yet.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Probably some gross thing that someone says in the van,
okay,
will end up being the title of the song.
So. Thank you.
was the last time you found someone who let you unwind. You let them leave you when you were being unkind. And in the wake of the last two, the kind of lovers who undress you.
So a song with no name. okay, we have like 4 minutes.
All right.
4 minutes more. So, I mean, I still have some questions, but I think, in my opinion, it would be better if we stick to the propagandists say, more talk, less rock. No, oh. I mean more rock, less talk. I mean, sorry. So I think you should play one more song, and then we finish this interview.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
Well, you know, I think this band more motto is more talk, less rock, anyways. So.
More talk, less rock?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be like, anyways.
Well, strawberry malts. Outside by the sea, after your first cafe. But these are the memories I bring home with me. Before you go, there's one thing I'd like for you to know. The love of your life, my daddy. Well, he is broken, but he's right here with me. Still I don't know what our saints made for when I'm begging from the floor. Will you help me, please? Will you come for me?
So, thank you again for this short acoustic set.
Yeah, thanks.
And thanks for taking your time and coming here
to Radio
Student.
It was my pleasure.
So,
thanks
any last words for our listeners?
Well, if you come tonight, I hope that you have a good time. We have a special. It's my friend Josh, our drummer's birthday. So we'll probably be in a really good mood, and it'll be fun. I think I'm excited. So.
Cool.
Thank you.
Ja, drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, to, kar ste ravno kar poslušali, je bil intervju, oziroma bolje rečeno krajši akustični set z Amy Argouri iz ameriške zasedbe Death Ark. Ta bo, kot smo že omenili, nocoj nastopila v Menzi pri koritu na Metelkovi. Intervju sem pripravil Uroš Badovinac, za tehnično izvedbo pa je poskrbel tehnik Jure. Se vidimo na koncertu. Adio.
Intervju Radija Študent.